This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I want to go play pinball.
No, this is bittersweet.
Why is it bittersweet?
We lost old Derringer yesterday.
Ah.
Yeah, he passed away.
Wow.
I don't want to work in Real American. I guess I could have, but... I don't want you to think more so of Hulk.
Yeah.
What you think of Rock and Roll, Coochie Coo?
Yeah. I mean, wow. God, man.
I just look and see what happened. I think he was 77.
I was trying to figure out, like, was he in his 80s yet? Rick Derringer. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. I Am a Real American.
Let's see. Yeah, he was 77. I'd say produced Weird Al, too. I didn't know that.
Wow. That's what his close friends call him. Wow. It's short for Weird Al. It's wow.
I think he was still on the road, too. Let's see. Did not give a cause of death.
It was God.
Yeah, his buddy announced it on Facebook. Uh-oh, now hang on now.
What? Is he back alive?
No, I mean, a lot of people have reported it off a Facebook post. I just hope it's not a prank.
No way.
You're
nobody
not people.
Would prank the Derringer family like that. I mean, those people are mafiosos, right? With a name like Derringer, they have to come from guns.
Said he was born in Ohio. Richard Zeringer.
Derringer.
This is Zeringer.
Oh, his real name is Zeringer?
Yep.
Ah.
According to this.
I'd go with Derringer, too.
You got to change. You know,
Zeringer.
Somebody probably got in his ear and said, look, you got to change it.
Yeah.
Just like they did with Katy Perry. And
Rock Hudson.
That's why, you know, Martin Sheen's real name is Ramon Estevez.
Yeah.
So Martin Sheen ain't his real name.
Right.
That's why he looks like Emilio more than Charlie.
And he never had an afro.
It looks like old Emilio.
He's a good guitarist.
By the
good
way, great news. Great news to report. The chick that I know that is a vegetarian, and there's a weird reason why she's a vegetarian, is going to call in the very next segment.
Okay.
All right.
Actually, we're going to call her.
Yeah. But, you know.
I didn't know the phone number to tell her. What would I tell her?
Oh, yeah, like you want to give her the special number?
No, like the 1-800 number. This is clever what I'm doing. This is one of those situational conversations. This is where one of you would jump in.
Give the number? It's the same as our text number.
Yeah.
If she knows the text number, she knows the number.
Yeah. But if this were a commercial, I'd say, guys, I've got this girl who's a vegetarian and she doesn't mind talking about this weird reason. I think it's weird. Many of you might like say, yeah, that's why I'm a vegetarian or whatever. But if we were doing that and I said, oh, gosh, guys, you know, those fake commercials that play on radio stations,
sure.
Not ours. Gosh, what's that number to tell her?
1-800-774-0093.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
I'm telling you, you can play poker with Paige, and she does this thing to where kind of she'll look at you, but, you know, like she leaves her body.
Yes.
And you can't tell what's going on.
She plays the staring game like no other.
Like, does she have two A's in her hand or what? Like,
no, she's got two double D's. How dare I?
You've never been an A.
I didn't know if she knew which number was, were you going to give her the warm line or the hot line or the, you know, I didn't know how you...
The presidential line. He hasn't been on there recently.
Last time you were in A, it was an ultrasound. They thought you were twins. I'm like, nope.
That's true.
Hang on.
Not as
and the other time was when you were trying to stop drinking so much. That was AA.
Never been there.
My GPS screwed up, sent me to Arne Anderson's house,
oh
and I went.
God, that's when you stopped.
Do
you remember the funny thing Paige said yesterday? That
you mean the filthy thing she said yesterday?
Well, I mean, I love it because when we're in here talking about, you know, like mishaps, like, you know, it was very, very, I actually have PTSD from it. And I think I know what the P stands for, from learning to potty train in the seat falling on my my dong. Right, I'm just tired of saying the old phrases. I mean, I'm trying to do something new, but still elementary school.
I'm not even gonna say T Whacker.
It really was. It really was Tuesday. You know.
Yeah. What we were talking about, like accidentally zipping yourself into your zipper.
I've never done that.
And we have a little clip here to remind you. God, I need to take a dump right now, but I want to get a Beans and Franks situation going
that
on.
That has never occurred.
Banks and Franks.
Get a goob in the zip.
never zipped a goob, but I'll try.
What?
Well, you know what?
You never zipped a goob. God, I'm writing that down, woman.
Never
zipped a goob. Well, I can say that I never have either. I have toilet seated a goob before, though, when I was like 3.5, 4 years old.
Oh, that makes it worse. Don't say the age.
Yeah. Well, you're thinking about young naked me right now, so you're the gross one. Puts it on you. So still, a day later, you still have it?
No.
Well.
Do you know I've sat on some wonky toilets in my day?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something totally different.
I
know.
I was like, I was about to get the music ready.
Have you kicked any before? Let's go there first.
You talk about honky toilets and... I can still get the music ready, guys.
No,
guess.
There's one that's still on here that's covered in garbage bags that we do not use. We've got the haunted toilet in the ladies' room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's probably like brown and green.
Oh,
and
no.
Nobody's been in there. It's scary.
Oh.
There's not a whole lot of women in here, you know.
Who damaged it?
I don't know.
You have suspects?
No. I don't know.
I can only think of
that's
a couple.
One that
I'm
was
gonna say
flooding.
Tammy Mangum.
That's the one that was flooding in there, and I just...
I'm just kidding,
know.
Tammy. Tammy doesn't even come
Tammy's
upstairs.
Tammy's a good girl.
One guy that,
I've never seen her upstairs in my life, though.
One got eliminated to, you know, because they've been at home. So it's not a whole lot of suspects.
No, it's true.
As far as the toilet goes.
It's true.
I
could have wore a wig and blown it up for all you know.
I don't think it was a person. I just think it had some plumbing issues. Like it was running it was running by itself. I
didn't know if you meant it was like an entity, like a ghost or something.
It could have
Watch
happened.
Watch your mouth.
I think when we arrived here, it was happening. Or I don't know, because my other counterpart didn't know anything about it.
Ah, that's what they say.
Listen to the coalition here. My other counterpart, the other woman. There's only four of us here, guys. We got to stand together.
So nobody really claimed it. So.
Yeah, but you know, down deep, y'all all hate each other. Because you want to be the...
You really do.
You want to be... Yeah,
no,
look at her. Look at her.
You're so diplomatic. Just throw
Listen,
it out there.
Because
you know, I have
of you.
To say, I have to say even...
Right, I'm taking the compliment back. Go ahead. It's removed. Go ahead.
Of the team that works here, I think we've got a really good group of girls that we support each other. And I loved bowling with one of them, and we had a great time.
Yeah.
She beat me, but it was fun.
Well, hell, you sailed most of them in the gutter.
Well, I didn't make it out to that one.
I saw the clip.
That was fun.
Paige goes right for the gutter.
I get an email yesterday, Paige, and the email says, I know what you're going to ask me, and I'll try to get something done. And I was like, what does that mean? And if I didn't know who sent it, I'd be like, what does that mean?
Did you ask Gemini? He's like, hang on, boy. I'll tell you what this means.
Gemini, the former American Gladiator. I ask him questions on Google. I ask Gemini to summarize emails for me.
Summarize email now.
Okay.
And,
now I'm intrigued.
The email came in. At approximately 3:30 in the morning, which I don't know when he sleeps.
Not a soul in sight.
I'm not. I'm, you know.
3:30
I'm
in the morning.
I'm not going to see that.
No, it's not Garth. It's not Alan. It's not the ghost of David Allan Coe. He's not dead yet. I meant Hank Williams.
City looking like a ghost town.
On a moonlit summer night.
Yeah. Is this back to zipping a goo?
Right? What did you just say? Did you say, is this back to zipping a goob? Fat boy, why don't you go ahead and hit that P button?
Never zipped a goob.
Paige don't care for a zip or a clasp. She lets the goobers run free at last.
pockets wide open like Bondo Swain. She's the zipper queen, but she don't zip a thing. Oh, Paige, you're a sight to see. Cougars running wild like they're meant to be. Life's too short for a zipper to bind. Paige lets it loose, leaves the world behind. Strolls through town with a carefree grin. Cougars picking out their next of kin. Folks shake their heads, but she don't care. She's got freedom in her pocket, nothing to spare. Oh, Paige,
never zipped a goob.
Oh, Paige, you're a sight to see. Cougars running wild like they're meant to be. Life's too short for a zipper to bind. Paige lets it loose, leaves the world behind.
Never zipped a goop, but I'll try.
What? How beautiful. How beautiful.
She loves it.
Oh, gosh.
It's going to be a ringtone if she ever gets a call for a minute and a half.
I told Dan, I said, I didn't know you played the mandolin, so I'm going to start calling you Dandolin. Mandolin. Isn't that wonderful? Paige. Paige running wild and free. I've never zipped the goop. Can you imagine?
Well, when he gets on something, man, he gets turned quick.
I know. I was like, it's not good for the real job that you have, but the fact that that dude, like, what a blessing for us that COVID happened, because he's working from home and does songs for us all the time.
Dan, you could be in the Salty Bottom Boys for sure.
Yeah, anytime. For sure.
I'm crying.
Cover band.
Damn.
Moggy. All right.
Oh, my God.
You're like, give her random free.
God bless. People love that song.
I thought we were listening to Doyle Lawson for a minute.
Oh, man, it sounds so good.
I should ask my number one cousin, Brooke, if she's ever zipped a goopy, too.
Who's your number two cousin? That's gross.
I know.
All right. When we we return...
You got a big jug issue in that family.
Why... Why are people vegetarians? Why? Is it health reasons or different things like that?
That's what they'll tell you, maybe.
I met a Walmart last night. A Walmart. That's something my grandpa said. A Walmart.
Walmart. Matthew.
Well, I mean, she's... It still sounds weird to say girl, but I mean, she's a girl, but, you know. And we got to talking about a couple things, and... I was like, holy crap, will you please come on the radio and say that? And she's like, yeah, I don't care.
Hell, I love that, man.
I do too. Like, I love
Hell yeah.
people who are like, I don't care if it's the way I feel. Like, it's not full on dilligaff. It's more just like, she's just kind of what you would describe. And
I love this.
Don't let this change your thoughts about coming on, ma'am.
Just be open and honest.
No, she's just like one of those like... like earthly type people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like not hippie.
No.
Because she dressed nice. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I didn't smell her in a bad way. You know, he's thinking.
She's
like,
no hippie chick.
Yeah, or boho they call it now.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool though. I like.
Yeah,
boho.
But they don't shave their armpits.
Are you sure?
It's hot with some.
From what I've seen, I mean, summertime around, you know, they just scratch the top of their head or play with the side hair like they do in pictures. You see the big bush of hair sticking out of the pits.
Oh, or if they got dreadlocks, the dreadlocks is
real bad, man. Real bad. Trying to look like Lisa Bonet up in here.
I don't want to wax those.
Yeah. So anyway, she's vegetarian and she's gonna come on and share with you why and. My Lord, what a freaking story this is going to turn into.
I can't wait to hear it.
So we'll talk to her unless she loses her inhibitions.
Nah, she better not. She swore she'd be on.
I'll give you the number, 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
servicing your ear holes.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Boy. Fat boy. Boy.
Did we do that before?
Fat boy. No, I don't think we have. Boy. Fat boy. Have we not?
I thought we did.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, probably wouldn't. Wasn't worth remembering.
It might have been something old Darius did for us before he moved to New York and left us simpletons behind.
Darius, you still, you know, see him from time to time there, buddy.
Boy, fat boy.
Can you drop it low, fat boy?
Let us know what you're up to.
We will play the Paige song again later at some point about the zipping goobs.
You got to. It's going to be a new hit.
Who was it? Muammar Gaddafi that said, love when a plan comes together?
Oh, he died a horrible death.
I wouldn't quote him.
Do you remember how he died?
I don't remember who said it. How did he die? Was he
firing squad.
Pillaged from behind?
Oh, yeah, with knives and sword by a lot of people.
Yeah, not pillaged, but...
when he got overthrown.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Remember that was like a trend, you know, Gaddafi-ing people on video. It's pretty much goosing them.
I mean, it kind of was like... I mean, you know, if like W had gotten freaking Bin Laden, like, he would have asked for the head.
Did they...
I think.
Decapitate him or fillet him?
God, wow.
Do you know the difference?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to get off on a tangent.
I don't either.
But I kind of want to, but I won't.
What would you do? Would you ask for the head?
Yeah, you wouldn't bleed out as fast. You'd sever the nerve and die faster.
Yeah. But, I mean, does it not make you the least bit nervous so that we just drop the body into the ocean and just, and just leave the body there? Like, I'm convinced of two things. Plus, we dropped them two F-16s off into the ocean. Like, okay, that's kind of convenient.
They fell
you go
off.
Fly
I wonder why the ocean is haunted.
And also, I've seen so many damn Friday the 13th. I'm like, he's down there, and lightning is going to strike the ocean one day, and he's going to bring him back to life.
Oh.
Do you think they showed his body on the Situation Room camera? Just like how he looked?
I
thought they would describe that a little more in the documentary.
They would want proof of evidence.
There wasn't a lot of wincing if they did. Uh-oh. Like, nobody at that table winced. You have to think even Joe Biden at the time would have been like, you know, look away. But they were just all looking at like,
they wanted the proof.
It's like watching a video game from the 90s.
Nobody ever said what Hillary was reacting to when she had her hand over her mouth. Like, what was she reacting to?
Bill probably texted her and said, we added another one to the kill list.
God.
She sent something simple.
Willie pick.
Yeah.
Look at this curb.
All right. So before she loses her, what's the word I'm looking at? I don't want to say balls. What is it? Not gumption. Loses her
libido.
No, that's
courage.
Courage is fun.
I wanted to win.
So
libido wins.
Yesterday evening, I was, and this is only like my fourth time doing yoga at this thing.
Oh yeah. Little yoga mat over here.
What do you mean?
Dude, I could sell those.
I've got to get a squishy one.
I want one with like my face on it with like the Gale logo.
Yeah.
And it would be called yoga mat.
Get one that's squishier.
Why don't you hold your ankles and learn how to walk backwards?
I have a flat one, then I have a squishy one.
Talk with my rear end like a Mace Ventura.
And the squishier one I use more.
Yeah, but too much squish, though, is
not good. I don't know. I like it. So you can go on your shoulders and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Dude, about sex position.
The way you blow it up in here, you got to fart a lot in yoga.
Jesus.
Yes.
I did. Remember the first freaking time I farted?
Downward.
And no one, like, there, and this chick wasn't there that night, but, like, again, I have the brain capacity of, like, a 7 to 10 year old boy when it comes to things. You'll hear that in my best damn audio later. Uh-huh. I almost include one fart sound in each best damn audio because I think it's, I don't care if you believe in a creator, if you believe in the big boom, it's just so awesome
yeah.
that we can make that sound and it's just the funniest freaking thing in
well,
the world.
It's like a rule at this point, right? You got to have it.
Unless it's in front of your face, it's funny.
Yeah, it's right in front of your face.
That's the funniest.
In an elevator. If, not your face.
If we're somebody doing Downward Dog and you're right in front of me, I'm going to kick you.
So,
oh, that's going to make me go more.
I met this.
In my face.
This was just a co-ed kind of thing. It wasn't a hot yoga. I've yet to do hot yoga. Every yoga I do is hot. Not because me, but I get hot. And right away, I'm like, she's got the crystal little amulet on. I'm just busting her chops about this.
You're going to do pole dancing class next.
She had on like a tie-dyed yoga shirt, the whole like Earth Lover starter pack. And then something she said that like stopped me like mid-stretch or maybe like the first third of the stretch. Somebody had mentioned something about my animals. And
Manimals.
She says, you know, animals are just people in like different bodies, or maybe they're aliens. And I was like, what are you doing tomorrow morning? She's like, I have to be at work at 8. And I was like, then come on at 7:30. And what do you know, golly bum, here she is. Her name is Meadow, like soprano. Hey, Meta.
That's nice.
Hey, Matt Man. Hey, Fat Boy. Hey, Paige.
Hey.
How are
you? I'm super excited.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm like vibrating right now.
Oh, like. You talking about like using some toys? Like, what are we talking about?
No. No, I'm clear. This is just how I am naturally. Like, I might enhance it later, but I'm here in full clarity. So, good morning.
Good morning. So let's get into it. You're not on here because you want to talk about dildos or how awful I was at yoga. But like, this guy mentioned something about my farm near you, Meta. I'm going to say your name like the company that owns Facebook and Instagram, just so you know. I don't say Meadow. Yeah, probably around here you probably hear Meta a lot. So anyway, You said something, and you already know, but you said something that really struck me, and you know the way that I think about weird things and stuff. You said that my animals might be people. So, like, break that down for us today. This is and this is why you're a vegetarian or part of it. That's where it all started.
Yes. So, I believe animals aren't just lesser beings or food. I just feel like they're a different kind of person, like, spiritually.
Right.
Like, maybe they're souls that didn't get into heaven, or maybe, you know, they're aliens, like their life form sent here to learn or observe or just, you know, be.
Okay, so like, you know, Matt's bull, Otis. Otis the bull.
Yeah.
He's he's like an alien exchange student. I mean, like, how does that work out? Like, he's trying to learn math or...
Exactly. Like, maybe he's been here a bunch of times all this time to, like, experience Earth differently.
So
you
believe in reincarnation, obviously. To
if he chose that, though, like, that's the worst assignment ever, because Otis just stands in, like, a mud pit chewing grass and looking pissed off all the time.
Do you know he's not communicating? Like,
well, they moo.
Yes, but what if that's a whole language that we just don't understand? Like, they could be having full-on conversations about you behind your back.
I believe
they
are.
Well, they definitely do. You know, they definitely talk trash. Goats, for sure. Goats got attitudes, man.
Goats do.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, okay. I saw her on your Facebook, Ruby, the goat.
Yes.
Her eyes are ancient. Like, that's not an animal. That's an old soul.
Eyes are ancient. Like, she...
That's kind of beautiful.
She's got...
It's metaphoric
form. Attitude, though. Like, all goats do, but she's got one like a Waffle House waitress, like, working third shift. Like, she doesn't want to be there, so it seems. But she does have, like...
Bunch of tattoos.
Cleopatra eyes. And, like, she eats everything. She's the one that ate part of that toolbox.
Literally. Well, she's probably still detoxing from her last life, you know?
So it's a learning
through a lot.
Oh, detoxing from her last life.
I get it. She's coming back as a goat as a learning experience. It's not a punishment.
You mean in the future or whatever universe or whatever this. I'm thinking of it like this Marvel movie now.
So
in the future, rich people get to go back and live again, choosing their skin, meaning, I wonder what it's like to live as a goat.
I want to come back as my animals because they're really spoiled. They don't do anything, but they get fed.
But what? You're not going to be the owner then. What if they get sent out to some person that's milling them out or, you know, fighting them?
I'll be fine.
That's why, I mean, like Donald the turkey. Could it be like a, I don't know, like Civil War general in a past life?
Well, turkey, okay. Turkeys are powerful beings, like messengers, tricksters.
I love it.
Like, I believe Donald knows what's up. Like, he's probably there to challenge you in some way.
Oh, to challenge
you. Or he was a comedian in the past.
Right. No, he challenged. I have one turkey. He thinks that he's a chicken because there's all chickens around there and, birds of a feather. And the only thing he'd really challenge, he challenged a freaking chicken coop week before last, beat it to hell with his wing. I think he was just trying to get in there to bang a couple hens. But, like, you think that's a message from the stars?
Or it's a message from himself. Like, maybe he's working through aggression from his past life. Like, I don't know. Maybe he was a mailman, and that was really hard for him.
Mailman.
You know, and he's just working through stuff.
Maybe his grandpa's a squirrel now. Who knows? Maybe that's what happens to the older folks.
Well, if he needs to come back and learn something, sure. Like, rebirth happens in all forms. And sometimes, that form can be a squirrel. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I have a squirrel that I had to name Pooh because he... after Winnie the Pooh, because he ate the bird seed and got really fat. So I named him Pooh.
But you named him, right? You saw something there with him.
Well,
you saw something in his eyes.
He was very cocky when he was eating the bird seed, and he looked at me like, what are you going to do about it?
Squirrel named Pooh.
Come on.
So, speaking of nuts, so, like, if these animals are people, why don't they... Okay, you said they are trying to communicate with us when they moo and they neigh and things. But we're not understanding the communication.
I guess. We're just not listening. I mean, we think we're the smartest species, right?
Yeah.
But maybe we're the ones who are cut off. Like, okay, you have that donkey, Banjo.
Donkeys
are guardians. They're protectors. They're super intuitive. And he might be more aware than any human you know.
Dude, for real, he chased off a coyote recently and then shortly thereafter rewarded himself by trying to make love to a wheelbarrow. So, like, he's got a lot going on for sure.
Yeah, bitches, look at me.
For sure,
Banjo.
Yes, yes. Matta, look, we got to roll time-wise. I appreciate you coming on. I told you, I said, we're not going to be making fun of you. It's just an interesting thought.
Yeah, it really is.
I think
everyone should think about it. I mean, I feel like you're running the barn version of the afterlife at your place.
So cool.
I'm like Beetlejuice. That's freaking great.
And just think, if you're a narcissist and you're in love with people, you come back as a pig. Your next life, you'd be a little bit more careful with how you treat people.
God, that's messed up. Probably true, though.
I don't understand that. I'm gonna have Fatboy send you a sympathy card for that sausage biscuit that he had today, Meta. Okay.
Oh my gosh! Only if the pig had a name.
They all got a name.
Oh. I know. God, you sound so hot. I don't know if you have pit hair or not, like we talked about.
She doesn't.
Okay.
No, she's. Yeah, Meta.
They all remember. All those animals remember. They know their lives. You know. They know where they've been. You just need to really try to communicate with them.
Meta, tell Fatboy who I said you look like, the celebrity that I think you resemble.
Who I look like?
Yeah. And you're like, no, I don't see that at all. I was like, yes, you do look like her.
This is always fun.
I don't think so. No.
You don't want to say. Okay, it's fine.
Come on.
I don't think so. I I don't know. I didn't find it that flattering, so I'm...
Okay, that's totally fine.
Dang.
Totally fine. I think she's attractive, but this is why I think it's awesome. You were just like, yeah.
Was it Meredith Baxter?
No, it was not. I'm not going to say now.
She's beautiful.
All right.
It was Cameron Manheim, wasn't it?
It was not. She's very... petite. Okay. Thank you, Meta. I'll see you next time. Okay? You have a good morning.
Yeah, anytime. Like, I'd love to meet you guys in person, and I'd love to meet your crew. Like, the animal crew and the human crew.
Yes, we'll do that. We'll get you to do a reading for Ruby the goat. See what dimension she's stuck in or something. Okay.
Well, make sure you give her a little gratitude snack today.
Okay, I'll do it.
Does she do tarot cards and everything?
All right, enjoy that zebra kush. Have a great morning. Thank you. Meta.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay. All right. Bye bye. Thank you, Meta. Damn. Wow. That's
what celebrity? I'm intrigued.
Oh, that'd be awkward to say now.
That was interesting.
It would be.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. See, now I have to guess her age, and I'm not good at that always. I mean, well, let's see. I can do some quick math and tell you that I know she's.
She sounded like mid-20s to me.
No, she's in her early 30s. I'm sure. I know. Well, I know for sure that. But anyway, she looks like Taya Leone.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, but younger. I think she's thinking of her now.
You're talking about Madame Secretary. Still good looking.
Yes. Wow.
Pre-Duchovny, during
I would Duchovny love after. If someone told me that, you know?
That you look like Taya Leone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get more Tillman Fertitta than I get anything.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, shoot. I used to get a don't or no, don't. Oh, come on.
Such good song.
Don't or no, 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 no. This will sound great without the music on the podcast.
It's a good song. Wah, wah,
wah, wah. I'm losing it, man. There's too many people now. Too many musicians, too many artists, too many songs,
this is
EPs.
A good one.
Yeah, but I can't.
Trouble in your eye.
Give me the initials. Does that give it away?
A.M.
A.M. I don't even know what that means as far as like why we refer to mornings as A.M.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't even know.
What does A.M. mean?
A.M.?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just say it.
Do you know what P.M. means? I know this. I know it, but I can't think of it. I got a GED too, so
That's not
I don't know serious. Everything.
I'm still trying to think of the A.M.?
Yeah, what does it mean?
No, but I mean the band.
No, it's Arctic Monkeys.
Okay. Get that out of the way. Yeah, okay, I'm going to look it up. Shut up. Feel free to call. It stands for anti-meridium, a Latin phrase meaning before noon. You know, what is with the bowing down to Latin? Like, no one uses it anymore, but we still use it on old documents. And
but they wouldn't have known what
universal.
Noon is. The Latins, they didn't have time back then.
They didn't have time.
Not like, you know, like we got time now. They wouldn't have known noon.
Yeah, they developed the time. They developed the...
Like medicine and stuff is Latin.
Medicine and stuff is Latin?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the lower tabby. Anno lower tabby domini.
Ante meridium. I will see you tomorrow at 7 ante meridium. Can we just say AM, guys? All the ante meridiums.
Like, does everybody have to stab Caesar? Can't one guy just do it a lot of times?
At two, Brute, like, did Brute, like, win some kind of, like, powerball? Like, he got to do it?
Like, this ain't the Orient Express where everybody's the killer.
PM stands for post-meridium, which means afternoon.
Oh, that's when you get sick after you get pregnant, though. Mm. Post-meridian.
Postpartum.
That don't sound right.
Postpartum. Isn't that right? Yes.
What is partum?
Here we go.
Yeah, find that out, please. Because if I have questions once, and then I won't ever have to ask again.
Yeah, because it's like stuff like this you'll never forget, right?
Because I hear it a lot. It's thrown around. I got postpartum.
All right. Partum means childbirth. Now, why it means that, I don't know.
Why don't they just say it like say. That? She's in partum right now.
I don't. So it's kind of like, what's the other word? When, what's the real, it's, it used to be commonly used, but it's for a.
Oh, you mean like instead of placenta, they would say afterbirth?
No.
Like, use that one.
What
more.
Is it, guys?
Enjoy your breakfast.
It's awful, but a. Shoot. I'm going to say it. Like a woman who can't have kids.
She's barren.
That's what they used to say. That's like, oh my God.
That took it.
That's not.
That made it great.
That's an awful way to describe that.
It's the same thing as like barren land. There's nothing there.
Yeah, it sounds biting.
That sounds awful.
But it's like a great description, though, right? But it sounds awful.
Yeah, but describe your.
You can't say your innards don't work.
Reproductive parts as land.
If that's all you wanted in life, you would be. That's your service.
You can't say she's gutted. That sounds worse.
Oh my God.
So barren.
More and more people would prefer to be barren.
My God.
Have children.
I would hope I'm barren. Or at least, you know.
You got childbearing hips, is what you got.
Yeah, you do.
I hope the boys are fried by this point. I don't want to be later in life and then have a slip up with a nice young woman.
Also, speaking of nice young women. Speaking of nice young women, no. I was not trying to hit on the chick. No, and even last night. I just thought she was very interesting. And she said it better last night, and that's not a swipe on you right now. But, like, the way she was describing it last night was just, like, it kind of brought you in a little more about animals being maybe, like, not reincarnated. She said reincarnation, but just, like, maybe they're people also. Like, we're the top of the food chain, so everything underneath us, we just, like, we don't want to call it cannibalism because that's just when we eat humans.
I feel like she kind of knew what your deal was. The fact that she could bring that up and then the conversation would progress that quickly in that short of amount of time.
Oh, no, no. That was over. No, there's beer after.
Oh, okay.
I thought the reincarnation thing was interesting.
Was there
any of this? But then again, aliens is interesting too, because I was going to ask her about those cows that were found and they were gutted.
Oh,
all the ones that got castrated.
No, the ones they cut their buttholes out.
Well, they
with like laser precision.
Yeah,
oh, that was an unsolved mystery.
If her theory was, but I didn't want to try her theory.
Well, because that'll go back to people saying that.
Is there a black market butthole market for like cows?
No, that's why they thought that it was some kind of alien experiment.
Yeah, but he's saying like a processor, like what would they do with that?
Yeah, like why would they keep them? Like the guy, I forget the movie, he's got the ears around his necklace in Vietnam. Might have been Thin Red Line or one of those movies. Like it's some alien walking around with buttholes around his neck.
Oh, gosh.
Where did you get this from? Look at it from a car.
Well, like the so
they
the
never
old...
solved that mystery. They never knew why those... Poor animals were hurt like that.
Well, y'all were all over the place on that one.
Sorry.
No, in a good way. The original old theory was that like human beings are actually, we started out as some kind of hybrid that the aliens made, so we would work and extract minerals from Earth for them. And then they left, and we just, like, made civilization.
I don't like how they get the upper hand of being the all-superior being.
Well, that's what, I mean, if you want to break it down for vernacular, like, that's what God is to some people. Like, he's got to come down on in a chariot. Like, that's a spaceship.
Yeah, but you envision God, you know, as, like, a human form of, like a big buff, like, ripped up.
Yeah, but what
is... beard.
What is to some a deity, is to some something else
Long too.
That nobody really knows what God looks like.
You can't look at him.
He's not going to be a pipsqueak.
No, but like he's not. If It would make more sense if he came down, or she, or it, okay?
Come on.
If it came down, well, I mean, if he's a father, a son, and a ghost, he can be it.
We're in trouble if God doesn't know how he wants to identify himself.
Well, it's 2025. He's still figured it out. But, like, if he just floated down, that would be...
I would expect him to be...
I want him in a badass spaceship.
An elderly man, not...
Why elderly?
Because he's
should
wise.
Be timeless.
He's been around for... Well, of course.
He's like the Tony Storm of heaven.
What if this is his music when he comes down? You see the clouds part.
I would love this, that section.
Is that God?
Yes.
Dude, God. It is God. It's God Travolta.
God.
Which is odd because Travolta doesn't believe in me.
Hello, my people.
He thinks that I'm an alien. I think that's what
he
thinks.
Think I'm down
does God
like,
have chest hair
like
and a gold chain?
What? Well, you're thinking of Jimmy Fallon when he did the Beach Boys bit. Or Bee Gees.
Beach Boys bit.
The Bee Gees.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you just float down. That's going to be weird if he, like, Chris Angel's down to heaven, from to earth.
Oh, what if he looks like Chris Angel? I'm like, oh, we got, like, emo God now?
Yeah.
Also, like, when he comes back, like, is it ever, like, anybody ever thought, like, where he's going to come back?
Yeah.
Like, what if he chooses Pigeon Forge, Tennessee?
What if he goes to Conestee by mistake and he's like, what does that smell down here?
And then
here?
He says a cuss word. Because he's
like me, damn it. What am I doing?
You can't end me either. K-P-1's.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.